We like to do things by the numbers. We're all about commerce and community. Welcome to The Upswing, presented by Oricon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Now for the host that's always on The Upswing, Jeff Sherman.
Now, to business, gentlemen.
Good morning, Milwaukee. Good morning, Wisconsin. Beautiful day. Beautiful day indeed. Started it with a early morning breakfast meeting in the Third Ward at Cafe Benelux. Wonderful way to start the day. Today, the business of sports on Wednesday. We're going local and national. Brian Lammy, president of Team Lammy, will join us. And we'll keep our feet on the local scene as the owners of Burkhart Sporting Goods, Brian Burkhart and Maggie Burkhart. Maggie, a new generation of Burkhart owner, will join us. One of the oldest family-owned sporting goods stores in the country. Six generations of leadership at Burkhart that will join us in the second half of the show. Really, really interested to kind of dive into the local scene, how they work with schools, how they've kind of persevered through the years with all this increased competition in that space, and the future of youth sports. I mean, just youth sports, just one of those businesses that is ever changing. We're in the thick of it in the Sherman household for sure, and there's just so many dynamics there. I'm really interested to talk to the Burkharts later in the show. As we do each and every morning, let's go to Up.
Now is time for the
1, 2, 2.
Up on the Upswing.
Another big corporate move to downtown Milwaukee. Indeed, Mars Solutions Group is the next company to announce a move to downtown Milwaukee from the suburbs. Mars is relocating its corporate headquarters from Waukesha. It's right on Swenson Drive in Waukesha. Mars is a provider of talent solutions that combines people, processes, and technology. It will lease a space at 1433 North Water Street, which, for those of you that remember, it is the former Lackey and Joy's building that was redeveloped and reopened in 2017. It was a $31 million development at the time. Chief Revenue Officer at Mars, Jeremy Foyette, posted this yesterday on his social media account. While we're a global company with more than 200 employees worldwide, our roots are right here in Wisconsin, and we're thrilled to be in the center of all the action in downtown Milwaukee. Jeremy goes on to say, I can now kayak to work. Hold me to that as I promised the team I would. The move strengthens the company's ability to connect with clients, says Jeremy, contractors, and new partners as we continue to expand and grow in the manufacturing and healthcare space while maintaining our focus on IT talent acquisition. Always good to see additional companies move into the heart of downtown Milwaukee, right on the Milwaukee River. Mars Solutions Group is a woman and minority-owned business, five-time, 5,000 fastest-growing company in America as well. Second up, the business of social. Is it counting your vote? This is really, really interesting. I saw this morning in the Washington Post. If you're maybe you're a little bit suspicious if you're posting political comments on social media. You kind of seem like, whoa, I'm just kind of yelling into this sphere and nobody is engaging with my content. Whether it's Instagram, Facebook, or Threads, this might not be your imagination. Downplaying politics is a business and political strategy this year for sure from Meta. The columnist at the Washington Post went into an Instagram account of a creator named Miss Frazzled, and they tallied each one of her posts from the last couple months. She usually gets millions and millions of views for these goofy videos that she posts on parenting and misbehaving adults. But whenever she posts about the election, she says she feels like her audience disappears. Fowler said, looking at the details of her audience reports, I can see that her political content is, on average, seen by fewer and fewer people who aren't her followers, suggesting Instagram was putting a thumb on the scale. Now, this isn't exactly censorship from Meta. Anyone can still post about politics, but people who already follow you may not be seeing your political content. You know what? This is probably a good thing, right? But a pretty interesting change from the political posts of just a few years ago. All right, something to keep an eye on for sure. Coming up next, Nike. Equity deals for athletes and more with sports marketing executive Brian Lammy. This is The Upswing. We are presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, the business of sports we do on Wednesdays. Our loyal, faithful, wonderful Mark Cass is on vacation this week. So filling in for him, the illustrious Brian Lammy joins us via phone. Brian, how are you this morning?
So I'm thinking sports business this morning on a commercial shoot with Donald Driver and Visit Lake Geneva. So we're having a bunch of fun on a brisk fall morning here.
All right, that's good. How's it going so far? Is it a Wisconsin tourism shoot?
This is a Visit Lake Geneva shoot with our friend Stephanie Klett.
All right.
And actually, if it's okay with you, I could have the talent of the whole deal tell you how it's going so far. Can we get Donald to say hello quick? Is that acceptable here?
Of course. Donald Driver, how are you this beautiful morning?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Very good. Very good. So you looking forward to putting together another wonderful spot for the good people in Lake Geneva?
Yes, it's been great all day long. I'm here now. I was at a corn maze this morning, running through there, enjoying myself, and realized that sometimes you think you know your right directions, you get lost in that thing. So I had to come out the bushes, but it worked out well.
All right, very good. So with all the work that Team Lammy has done with the recent Just a Bit Outside Brewers documentary, when are we going to see a documentary on Donald Driver?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one for Team Lammy. I think so many people have asked that question years and years, is when I'm going to do a documentary. I think if we ever decide to do that, Team Lammy would be the ones to do it. But
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I think the Brewers one was awesome and phenomenal. Just the history of that amazing organization.
Yeah. Well, we are.
Jeff, here's a tease, Jeff. Kelly Call, former head of CBS Entertainment, has been kicking around a general concept around a Packers documentary. So lots of work still to be done, but we'll see if somewhere down the road, because they've done such a phenomenal job with Just a Bit Outside and that Brewers movie that so many people have been raving about, who knows if there may be something in the future. And now fans are hearing about it on your show first.
Very good. I love it. And we're big fans, Donald, of the Quickie books in the Sherman household. Our kids love them. We love to see that as obviously you've already taken it to first stage, but to get wider release for those stories would be wonderful as well.
Yeah, right now I'm working on produced 14 episodes for a Quickie series. We just finished the three final episodes. We're getting ready to try to pitch it to somebody and hoping that we can create an animated show or a normal TV show. So I can't wait.
All right. That's very good. All right. Well, what are your predictions for the rest of the Packers season here?
No, it's been great. I mean, I think they've been able to pull some wins off. It's great to have Jordan Love back. It's great to have Dobbs back. And so, they played well last week, and it shows that they have a young group, talent group. But sky's the limit. Again, they control their own destinies week in and week out. And so Matt LaFleur has been doing a great job with that team, kind of saying, hey, listen, we're going to carry it together. When we lose together. When we win together. And it shows right now that these guys have an opportunity to go further than they expected.
All right, very good. All right, we are talking with Brian Lammy and former Packer great Donald Driver. They are live in Lake Geneva. Donald working on a TV spot for Lake Geneva Tourism this morning. Donald, what else is on your docket for the rest of the year?
Oh, my gosh, I wish I could tell you it all. But, we got the big turkey trot coming up on December 4th. We can't wait to just honor so many great people in this community that we get to give them an opportunity to have, food for the holidays. And so we're going to do that in in Milwaukee, and then we're also going to do one in Appleton and Green Bay. So we can't wait to do that for them, and then we're going to do some Christmas stuff to just give kids an opportunity to have a great Christmas. You know, I've been blessed in my career to play 14 years in the National Football League, to be associated with the, you know, the state of Wisconsin for almost 25 years. It's been truly amazing. So we just got to continue to give back to this community that has truly served me and my family for a very long time.
All right, very good. Well, we appreciate all you do. All the best with the rest of your time today in Lake Geneva. Have fun, and we will talk to you again very soon. Brian, stay on the line. When we
come back,
we'll talk a little bit about equity deals for athletes moving forward. I want to get an update on the Wisconsin Sports Hall of Fame and a few other topics with Brian Lammy, president of Team Lammy. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Brian Lammy, president at Team Lammy. Brian, appreciate your time this morning. So, Brian.
Same here. Excited to be here.
Great. So, I know you watch sports brands really closely day to day. It's what you do. And Elliott Hill yesterday kind of assumed the mantle at Nike as CEO and president. He took the position earlier this year. Monday was his first day. You know, Nike shares have fallen by about 25% year to date this year. What do you think, just from your lens, Nike can do to turn the tide?
Well, that's such a competitive space in general. You have so many sports brands, and not just the major legacy brands, you know, like Adidas and, you know, Puma and some of those brands, but now you have these, you know, this wide array of other shoe companies that you're competing with. So it's a tough deal overall, but I think Nike usually pivots back to top athletes being one with athletes of all walks of life, but certainly elite athletes. And I think as long as they get back to telling that story, they usually find a way to win at the end of the day. So
yeah.
I would never bet against Nike. They'll figure it out in due time.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how they go. I think getting back to the kind of the core just do it principles and really focusing on the niches that got them to where they are. You know, they lost that way a little bit with some of the running shoes, and now they have an opportunity to kind of get back to, you know, the heart of what they're all about. It'll be interesting to watch the brand continue to evolve. It's obviously a huge player in the space. So what are you seeing in terms of kind of the rise of equity-based marketing deals for the athletes you're working with? Is that, are you seeing, you know, your clients being more purpose-driven in what they're looking for and more selective in brand partnerships?
You know, I'd like to think a lot of our guys have kind of operated in that way for a long time, as far as you want to find that authentic fit. What's something that they really believe in? How is there a true connection with the brand? But I think you are seeing more community-focused initiatives and partnerships. You're seeing, I think, brands being more thoughtful, because there's, I think, more with athletes as overall ambassadors and spokespeople that you can kind of build campaigns around. So it's not just they averaged 20 points and, or, you know, scored 3 touchdowns. It's here's what's really compelling about their story, and how can we dive deeper around that connection for all that they bring to the table off the court or off the field. So I think as you're kind of diving deeper into some of those partnerships, it kind of lends itself to longer-term potential, and sometimes the athletes saying, hey, I want to be a part of this success that I can help build with the brand, and sharing that equity, sharing that value. I think it provides a number of exciting opportunities, and it lets some of these young startup brands that may compete with a Nike or other more established brands, it gives them the opportunity to compete with some major names by offering more upside rather than just cutting a big check and then seeing where the buy-in goes from there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, no matter what, it's about partnership, and if both sides kind of have, quote, equity in the deal, you're gonna be able to craft a better partnership moving forward. That's interesting. So a new partnership with one of your clients. Obviously, we just talked to Donald Driver for a little bit, but you also work with former Packers kicker Mason Crosby. Mason Crosby has a new radio show. How did that deal come together, and how do you work with the former athletes to find the right fit in terms of what they want to do?
Yeah, I think I would go back to the word authenticity. You know, what's important to them? And in Mason's case, he's really passionate about being involved with media and really finding the right fit. He had already launched a podcast with his brother. He plans to launch another podcast around wine with his wife, Molly. And I think it's just something he's passionate about. He wanted to do more of. So it really was kind of exploring for a number of months, balancing that versus is he still going to be playing football this year and what could that look like?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of providing, you know, a number of options, you know, for him to consider. In addition to the radio show, I also think in the next 30 to 45 days we'll announce a community partnership and an opportunity that Mason's going to be a part of a big event that will raise money here in the state of Wisconsin and kind of be an annual event with Mason to be a big part of it. So I know that's really important to Mason. He's been a supporter of Make-A-Wish and a number of other causes over the years, and it's just a matter, I think, of kind of finding the right partnerships and the right fit to really amplify and grow that story.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah, that'll be interesting to look forward to. We got about 30 seconds or so, but I wanted to get your quick take on a possible WNBA expansion in Milwaukee. Now, obviously, three teams, Golden State, Toronto, and Portland, are on the docket. As you look to the future of what Milwaukee could be, what's the possibility of WNBA in Milwaukee?
Well, I would say my personal goal would be that we see it. As a proud longtime girls basketball coach, seeing the strength and growth of that game, and even outside of just a passion around women's sports, we're seeing the real business value as these valuations have risen, the success of Caitlin Clark. So I would like to think that there's a high probability and one day we'll have WNBA teams in almost every NBA market, and hopefully Milwaukee is going to be one of them.
Very good. Brian Lemmy. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Charles Burghardt founded Burghardt Sporting Goods in downtown Milwaukee in 1881. The store originally sold books and stationery, but expanded quickly into sports and gym equipment after immigrants created a demand for it. Today, Burghardt Sporting Goods is one of the oldest family-owned sporting goods stores in the country, known for its printed gear, including jerseys and uniforms and T-shirts for local schools. The store has a huge selection also, really gone hard into lacrosse. Lacrosse seemingly is taking over youth sports. It's really cool to see. And obviously really big in the baseball and softball equipment space. Brian Burghardt and Maggie Burghardt join us in studio this morning. Maggie just joined Burghardt's as the first of the sixth generation of family members. Congratulations, Maggie. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here.
And Brian, his brother Carl, and his sister Lynn are fifth generation, and dad Chip still also works in the business, right? Fourth generation. I love that family legacy. It's just so beautiful to see. So, Brian, thanks for taking time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Of course. So let's talk youth sports a little bit. I mean, youth sports, obviously, you know, really in the last 10 years has changed a lot. There's so many different avenues, so many travel teams, and, you know, on the municipal level, so many ways to plug in. But how has Burghardt Sporting Goods adapted to all these changes through an industry standpoint, and just really done your best to meet the expectations and almost like the demand of what parents put on youth sports?
Yeah, when I was growing up, you played whatever sport the season it was. So you played baseball in the spring, you played football in the fall, basketball in the winter. There's a big trend towards really kids joining a sport and playing it all year long. And there's
younger
a lot,
and younger too,
right? And they play, they travel a lot. It's more of a lot more select and travel ball in every sport. And that creates a big demand for supporting your league. I mean, the parents and grandparents are wearing the swag that the kids want.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a smaller culture of volunteering for running these leagues, and so the need for the need to make it easy to outfit a league without making it a part-time job for a volunteer. Yeah. Becomes more and more important. So we really cater to making that whole experience for those volunteers enjoyable and easy.
Yeah. I mean, the youth sports leagues have really become more professionalized, you know,
right.
Needing the kind of the infrastructure for the scheduling, for the equipment, all the logistics that come with it. And it's harder and harder for parents just to be the volunteers running the program.
Well, not if we can help it.
Yeah.
I mean, it gone are the days of handing out all the flyers and collecting all the money and all that type of thing. With the technology and where we've gone with it, our job is to make that volunteer experience better.
Yeah.
And in again, not make it a part-time job for these people, but rather make it a more enjoyable experience.
Yeah. So how important is your connection to the local schools that you work with?
It's huge. It's always been huge. The personal connection locally makes a big difference. We know the needs locally, and it's not only is it important to have those face-to-face conversations and know the people that you're working with, but also mm-hmm. understand kind of what's going on in the community. And
yeah.
Fewer and fewer local independent sporting goods stores exist, and
yeah.
we're very fortunate to be successful in that space, and we're very proud of it. And a lot of it is because of the relationships that we've made over the years.
Has that local ownership been a differentiator for you, especially as more nationals get into the youth sports game?
Yeah, there's a huge push from large corporate team dealers
yeah.
That are getting into every community across the country, and they're gobbling up a lot of independent dealers. We are we're very proud of our stance against that, and competing not just because we've been here forever and not just because we're advancing the technology, and we're offering a better product than they can at the national level.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's
all right. We are talking with Brian and Maggie Burghart from Burghart Sporting Goods. Youth sports is all about the app now. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about, for me, it's Team Snap. It's game changer. I probably have like three different apps monitoring our kids' schedules. I want to see how Burghart's is evolving in the technology space. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Is your shower and or tub space looking like it could use an update? My guess is it might be. WTMJ and Sidex have paired together to give away a tub or shower conversion. This is your chance to get a full makeover valued up to $10,000. All you need to do is take a picture of your shower or tub space, then text the word creepy to the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620. Submit your picture, and you could win a full conversion from our good friends at Sidex. For all the contest rules, visit our website at WTMJ.com. Burghart Sporting Goods joins us for the rest of the show this morning. The business has remained in the Burghart family for more than 140 years. Spanning now six generations, mm-hmm. Maggie Burghart joins us. So, Maggie, as you look at technology in the app space, I mean, you have Game Changer that's owned by Dick's Sporting Goods. That's a $100 million business for them right now. How has Burghart's, on kind of with your size and scale, been able to manage technology and launch an app to really get into the schools and help the salespeople drive their process?
Yeah, so, you know, regarding technology, and I'm sure we'll get into it a little bit more later with the technology that we've developed, but essentially we built a platform that allows teams to have their own custom web store.
Hmm.
So players can select exactly what they want, they can and pay themselves, so it doesn't have to go through the coach anymore. So it simplifies the process for everyone involved and makes it a lot easier of a process.
And the app is named after your dad, Brian?
Yep. Yeah. And her grandpa. Okay. Chip. It's called Chipley.
Okay.
And named after Chip.
All right. And how's the Chipley app impacted your business model? Other than just giving you more data, giving you more kind of direct access to your clients, but what else has it allowed you to do as a business?
Really just making life a lot easier on both the salespeople that are selling team sports, but maybe even more importantly, the people who are volunteering and organizing both youth sports and high school sports and at every level. Instead of the cumbersome process of going out and getting all of the data needed, mm-hmm. you know, the sizes, the names and numbers and the payment and all that kind of thing. It makes it so you jump on and you can organize a group sale in a way that is just completely seamless and painless for everybody involved, not only from the user standpoint, but also the team salesman standpoint, so that you can, and it broadens the customer quite a lot. So you can easily get grandma and grandpa to get involved, or mom and dad, or the customer base grows because of the ease of the technology.
Yeah, and as we're seeing everywhere on the fields and courts in high schools, like teams have multiple jerseys now on the mm-hmm. high school side, and you kind of have to come to the games in full gear, or you're not allowed in, right? So I got to have the right colors on, and I got to be fully decked out, and you want that from parents and grandparents.
Yeah, and we are all for that trend.
All right, very good. So what about, talk a little bit about on the baseball side, on the Performance Center. How has that changed your business? There's a lot of competition in that space, but to really lean into, providing young athletes with a space to test products at your store.
Yeah, well, the quick history on that is, in 2020, we bought an abandoned Walmart, and mm-hmm. it was significantly more space than we were anticipating that we needed. And we also knew that investing in retail, in the world of online sales and Amazon and so forth, throwing money at that blindly was not going to be a good play. So we had the space, and we knew that investing in retail was going to need to be an experiential. There needed to be an experiential aspect to mm-hmm. that. So we wanted to make Burkhardt Sporting Goods more of a destination for families. They can come, they can test out the product, they can have fun playing in the simulator, the baseball simulator. All that kind of thing. It really, the goal wasn't so much to compete in that space for training and really even to have that be a huge money driver for mm-hmm. the business, but to more, cool up the Burkhardt Sporting Goods experience and just make it to use the space to make the retail experience better. And if you go into our store in New Berlin, where we have this big performance center, you'll see that it's no coincidence that you have to walk through our retail baseball right. facility to get to the Performance Center, which is really popular. So it drives a lot of traffic through a really good retail space.
All right. When we come back, more with Brian and Maggie Burkhardt. I got to ask you, Brian, do I still break in my son's baseball glove underneath the couch leg in the Sherman family room? I don't know. I think there's some better ways to do that. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are joined by Brian and Maggie Burkhardt from Burkhardt Sporting Goods right here in beautiful Wisconsin. So as you look at the future of youth sports, and it's a competitive landscape for sure, but what's the fastest growing youth sport that you see? Well, this is the business opportunity of the future, Brian.
A fastest growing sport, I would say, is probably youth lacrosse.
Okay.
They get going very young and they go all the way through the college.
Lots of equipment needs.
There's a you're right. Correct. Unlike, soccer and some other sports, it is equipment heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also some expertise needed to kind of help fit kids with that.
Mm.
So yeah, there's definitely growth potential there. And you know, with Maggie coming on, we have all kinds of ideas for growth potential. You know, with what we already have in place. Maggie, you want to speak to that at all?
Yeah, Maggie, as you look at the company, obviously, you know, you're new to the family business. Mm-hmm. Where do you see the business and kind of your role looking forward?
Yeah, so I come from the corporate world.
Okay.
I was working as an IT auditor for the past 3 years. And I think we've talked a lot about outfitting team sports today. Mm. And where I get excited and see a lot of potential is in the corporate world. You know, my experience, we didn't have a lot of options for cool pieces of apparel to represent our company. And, you know, if there was free t-shirts that were given away with our logo on it, people went crazy.
Yeah.
It just seems like the opportunity to really have companies and their employees wearing the apparel that they like, mm-hmm. you know, good brands like Under Armour, Nike, Carhartt, North Face, we do it all. And so the opportunities there are really exciting.
Yeah, the business of corporate swag is huge yeah. and ever growing, and every business wants to kind of further engage with not only its teammates, but its fans and its partners, and being able to offer high-end custom goods is really, really important. And having a local provider for that with a platform that has national access is great.
Yeah, and we're built for it. I mean, yeah. we have in-house silk screening and embroidery, and we also have the premier technology for group sales. So, you know, that works great for team sports, of course, and we're using it heavily there. But, yeah, there's a massive opportunity in group sales in the corporate side and to be able to own the whole process of the production mm-hmm. and the accumulation of the orders through the software technology. I mean, we're built for it.
Yeah. So as we're getting closer and closer to the World Series here, I'm going to buy my son a new baseball glove. Every glove that is being purchased, are you breaking in store now? I'm not taking that home and like putting it underneath the couch pedestal anymore, am I?
No, Jeff.
you're ruining my tradition.
You can. And I'm all about tradition, but In recent years, the technology of breaking in the glove has changed a lot. We break in gloves for our customers. It's a steaming process.
Okay.
And then you literally get down on your knees with a mallet and you pound it out after it comes out of the steamer, and it perfectly shapes your glove for you. There's ongoing, you know, you still need to oil it, still need to break right. it a little bit, but we get you well on your way with that. And that's one of those services that, you know, buying locally affords yeah. you to get. So it's cool.
Very good. Brian Burkhart, Maggie Burkhart, Burkhart Sporting Goods. Appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy the rest of the week.
These are your business headlines from the Milwaukee Business Journal.
A strike at the Miller Brewery ended Monday after the group of 43 workers ratified a new contract. The work stoppage involved mechanics and machine repair workers, but the brewery said it did not impact product availability. Plans for Wisconsin's first Bucky's location in DeForest are stalled until at least the end of the year. The delay is due to efforts by the Texas-based gas station chain to get the state to pick up about $7 million in infrastructure improvements. Plymouth-based company Carbliss, which makes vodka, tequila, and rum-based canned cocktails with zero carbs and sugar, has entered the Chicago market. This comes after striking a deal with beer distributor Chicago Beverage Systems. I'm Drew Dawson with MilwaukeeBusinessJournal.com on 620 WTMJ.